Hi, my name is Kevin Fitzpatrick. I'm the managing partner of the Sonesta Group. We're a nationally based boutique retained executive search firm who also provide coaching and career placement coaching for those in need. We are based out of New Bloomfield, Pennsylvania. About 20 years ago, I left corporate America, took a layoff from a position that, quite honestly, I was not well suited for. It was a bit of a transition for me on the professional side. At the same time, my personal life went through a transition. And I found myself in a position where I had three fantastic daughters, all teenagers, one very young, one getting ready to go into college. My marriage ended and my daughters elected to stay with me. As a result of that, I needed to have flexibility. I went into corporate outplacement with a fantastic firm called CCI Consulting. Not only did they allow me to get in touch with what my personal product was so that I could move on in my career, through their assistance, I was able to land five offers, one of which was from them. I took the offer with them because the other four opportunities I had, two of which were the CHRO level, did not give me the flexibility I needed to manage my career and also manage my family. So given that my daughters were the absolute most important thing in the world to me, I had to come up with a way that would give me as much flexibility as possible and the ability to make a living. Now, truthfully, the opportunity I took with CCI was to go into search and to work with the leaders of CCI, again, a great organization, and build and learn how to build a search practice for them and within their organization. They already did active search, and they gave me an opportunity, understanding my background and understanding my desire and need to do something differently. I worked with CCI for 4 years, and during that period of time, with their understanding, I had built a company with a former colleague from Reed Elsevier by the name of Ed McBride. And we had a company called Change Management Associates. And Change Management Associates, frankly, was a retained search firm. And when I moved out to, when I met Kim and we decided to get together in 2008, and I moved out to New Bloomfield, Perry County, of all places, I walked away from CCI and a salary and commission basis with no safety net, just Ed and myself, and we focused on Change Management Associates. Unfortunately, when the economy tanked, so did our firm. No one's fault. It's just the way it happened. I had to go to California for family reasons, and on the plane from Philadelphia to a layover in Las Vegas, I came up with an idea. And that idea was to create a one-on-one alternative, a new approach to career transition. In working with Ed over the next several weeks, the company called Transition Partners Group was launched. Very, very quickly, we landed our first contract within a week of my return from California. And we grew the business very, very fast over the next 9 months. However, because of my personal situation and the decisions I had made with regard to the ending of my marriage, taking care and being committed to the education of my three daughters, Transition Partners Group at that time was not enough to meet my needs. And so Ed continued to run Transition Partners Group, and I accepted an opportunity with the Andre Group back in Phoenixville. You understand that I live in New Bloomfield, so I started to reverse commute back to Phoenixville about 120 miles from where I live today, and worked with the Andre Group for the next 4 years. And what became very, very apparent is that, one, I enjoyed doing search, even though I was not a fan of search firms when I ran human resources. I didn't like how search was done by other firms. CCI is a great firm. Andre had its niche within HR, and that was a retained search firm. And they did a very, very good job by providing best-in-class talent to their clients. But one of the things that I wanted to do differently is I didn't want search to begin and end with the thought of just getting a check, building the revenue. I wanted to focus on partnerships. My former partner used to say, always focus on the lifetime value of the client and for the client. And that's something I always remembered. And that's something we try and do today. Working with the Andre Group was great. I learned so much about the search process, client interface, how to get things done. Because remember, I had been a career HR person, quite honestly, with a focus for more than half my career in comp and benefits, before moving into an HR business partner, and then ultimately the SVP of HR in two organizations. But working for the Andre Group really taught me everything I wanted to know about search, and also not through anything they did or did not do, but everything I chose to do differently. And as a result of that, we launched the Sonesta Group in December 1st of 2013. We launched the Sonesta Group with, again, no net, no clients yet, just an idea and a commitment that we wanted to present a value proposition that was different and never before seen in the industry, at least not to my knowledge. And I did follow that mantra, what is the lifetime value for the client? And that's where we came from. And in launching the Sonesta Group, when I left Andre, two clients elected to go with me, and Larry and I struck a deal. And of those two clients, I was very, very close to them. So I ran the concept of the name by them. And what Sonesta means, it's a Gaelic word, it comes from the Celtic value of integrity. And what it means is healing returning to its purest form, guilelessness, openness, and friendliness in dealing with others. I loved it. I didn't want to use my name, but I wanted to come up with something that would distinguish who we were, but not only from a name perspective, but matched our commitment, not only to our clients, but to every candidate we met, because we wanted that experience to be unique and different as we move forward. So we launched the Sonesta Group. We decided to do it as a retained firm because I wanted to have that commitment going both ways. Now, very often, retained is viewed as more expensive. Retained is viewed as somewhat of a handcuffs on companies because they're paying something up front and then after X amount of days and then the balance upon completion of the search. But I think the beauty of doing the retained process, and we've stayed to that, although we've been flexible with it somewhat, the beauty of the retained process is it is not only a commitment between a company and us, but it sends a message to the marketplace that the company is serious in investing in talent. The company is serious in identifying the very best talent out there. And they are willing to have some skin in the game and make a commitment to identify and bring in that talent. Because of our approach, we then, because of the amount of time we spend up front with each client, we can then approach the marketplace as their absolute partner and have full information about the culture, very often visiting our client, understanding what they do, understanding their financials, understanding their short and long range strategic plans, and having that information at our fingertips so that we can immediately establish credibility in the marketplace with the candidates. So we're not just someone picking up the phone and saying, hey, I'm interested in your profile, let's chat, but we're able to introduce the company. We're able to introduce in depth the organization, the job, what is behind the job that you don't often see. And in doing so, we're able to establish and engender trust with the candidates so that they are fully prepared and invested as well when they meet with our clients. As part of that process, we invest in assessments up front, something we do that is very unique, not in using assessments a lot of firms do. But our firm pays for the assessments. Why? Because if we pay for the assessments, our candidates get the results. They get them, frankly, straight away as soon as they complete them. I don't believe in hiding anything. If you're going to truly engender trust, you're going to truly establish that partnership, not only with the client, but with the candidates, they're going to know exactly what their investment is in the process. And we're going to give them the tools so that they can be the very best in presenting what their product is to the potential new employer. And they can do so well-informed, sincerely, and in a very professional manner. In addition to that, we present a write-up, which we call addendums, information that we get and glean from the multiple interviews and the time we spent with each candidate. We discuss that with the candidates. We present it to our client. Our client receives the addendum, which includes insights into our interview discussions, summaries of the assessments, career chronology, compensation expectations. We give a copy of the assessments. We use the Colby Index and the Take Flight with DISC profile, and we use the Colby Range of Success most of the time with those clients. That brings a very in-depth profile into not only how candidates, should you hire them, will behave, but how they get things done, how they do things, how they drive those innate strengths into their work on a daily basis. And that's important. That's critically important to their success. We will then stay embedded with that successful candidate and client by then following up with a Take Flight with EQ, so a look into their emotional intelligence, the chameleon leadership, and that is a report designed to how do you lead and manage and influence, if you're not in a direct leadership role, styles different than your own, so you can really, really increase, for want of a better term, the positive affectivity in your communication process and your interrelationships with the coworkers in the organization. We also provide coaching documents within Colby, where we compare one Colby profile to another, tie them together in reports provided through Colby that give insight in what is the best way to manage your working style, how you do things, with how someone else in the organization does things. So if there is any strain or any potential conflict, you can understand that up front and mitigate any issues before they occur. In addition to that, we will then provide new leadership assimilation or new functional assimilation, depending on the role, with our client. And we do that on site with that client. And none of this, none of the coaching, none of the cost of the assessments or the follow-up reports post-hire or the assimilation process is a cost incurred by our client. It is a cost that we incur within the Sonesta Group. Why? Because that flows back to the commitment that we made when we started this company. That lifetime value with the client, that partnership with the client and with the candidates. It's not just about getting paid and going as fast as we can the other way. It is about staying with the client, partnering with the client on an ongoing basis. That is why our model is very largely, built on referral basis and retention basis and follow-up work with existing clients. We don't do a lot of marketing to go after existing clients. Hard for me. I'm not a marketer by trade. And believe it or not, I'm also an introvert, so I do find it hard at times to find exactly what to say. However, we do this because we really firmly believe that it's not a once and done. It is an entire process that really should have value to everyone involved. Hopefully, we will continue to do that and drive that on the search side within the Sonesta Group as we move forward. So we started our journey to launch the Sonesta Group, which we are now in our 12th year. We have grown every year, and we have stayed committed to that journey because it works. It makes a difference, and we do not want to be like any other search firm. We have been approached now 8 times in our first 11 years of existence, to be acquired. And every time I've said no, and I will continue to say no, because our commitment is to changing the process, showing the value to our candidates and our clients, showing that value to them. The reason we are committed to staying retained is because it is better for the client that they only have one person that is partnering with them going into the marketplace. Because let's say there is an opportunity and a company decides that I'm going to put it out there, parse it out to multiple contingency firms, and the ideal candidate gets 4 phone calls from 4 different people, spinning the job, spinning the company in potentially a different fashion. Well, that detracts from the credibility of the company, and that detracts from the message of how they address talent, whether it is direct or in a subliminal fashion. It sends a message that may not be the commitment to talent that that best candidate wants to hear. So a retained search process, whether it is with the Sonesta Group or one of the other fantastic retained firms out there, sends the message to the marketplace that the client or the company is serious about that commitment to talent. And if you are serious about your product and you are serious about your career, you want to take those calls. You want to follow through on that commitment and give the very best you can to that process to make the difference, not only for that potential new company or for a new hire, if you're on the hiring side of the equation, but for your own career as well. All of this not only is a commitment that we make, but it translates directly to the bottom line for the clients, because they hire the best people. Their retention is typically longer, their performance is higher, and they are provided with the tools that they need to identify what can they excel in, where do they need to develop, what should they or could they do differently, and how then can they take the skills and the capabilities and the knowledge that they have and transfer that to the new organization in a very positive and proactive fashion, and transfer that as a leader new to an organization by then focusing then on the talent that reports to them to develop them in their career so that everyone benefits. Okay, to put a shout out to Thunderstock Marketing. Okay, so I should just start now. Okay, in fully recognizing and acknowledging that I am not a marketer. I am not deep in social media. I've tried, but we decided, we met with Ross Stockdale of Thunderstock Marketing. Big shout out to Ross and his team. And we decided to do a podcast. And we're going to do that podcast weekly. And this is the first one. So welcome to the first one we're doing. Hopefully you'll understand who we are and why we're doing it and continue to click back with us. I don't know if that's the right terminology, but listen to our podcast weekly. We will do everything we can to make it worth your while. And we are looking forward to, after this first clip, getting those in front of you and listening to your feedback, so that understanding what it is you're looking for, so that we can make it better and more useful to you. So once again, thank you for listening and tuning in. And thank you, Thunderstock Marketing, for working with us so we can get the message out for everybody. Take care.